You mentioned a little earlier about this one, which is the earliest one of yours we've got, Forms in Majesty in Tasmanian Oak of 1967. Now, you mentioned that that was originally three different forms that had an accident.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Well, just before I get onto that, that was a period when all my work seemed to be in family groups and lovers.
Uh-huh.
All my work is related to where I am in my thinking process. You know, it'd be a long thing to go through this, but that was a time when I was dissatisfied with my relationships with other people.
Mm-hmm.
I was realizing that I was sort of a one person here without any family sort of links at all. Mm-hmm. I'd left them all in Europe.
Uh-huh.
And I seemed to be living out these problems in terms of lovers and family groups. And although I was working in organic forms mm-hmm. to interpret this, it was a sort of over-romantic. I was portraying these family groups and lovers as I would have liked to have seen them, not as they were.
So
they were very romantic.
Yes.
But going back to that, the three, you have two figures, Forms in Majesty, and they look rather regal.
Yes.
But there was a child carved in, and that was, I think, in the Mildura catalogues, because that was where it was carved for. I think it was one of the first Mildura sculpture exhibitions. And then it came back to Melbourne, this piece, and it was went on an exhibition, a big exhibition of sculpture around Australia. The last place of this, of the showing, was in Melbourne from Tasmania. It came off the ship from Tasmania, piled onto a lorry. Julius Kane, the sculptor's work, and were on the top.
Yes.
It piled far too many, and then he went under a low bridge. And Julius's and my work were just smashed.
Badly.
I had to cancel exhibition because two of my pieces, my main pieces for this exhibition, so I just had to cancel the exhibition. But there was rather a, if you want to hear the story, don't tell it to the insurance people. But the insurance people saw it and saw it was smashed up and they gave me the full insurance value.
Yeah.
And I said, could I have the pieces?
Yes.
I might be able to carve something from them. They said, yes, have the pieces. And about a year later, I was hadn't much work on. There's nothing much in my mind for work on. And I looked at them and I thought, well, if I cut up the baby, I can repair Mum and Dad.
Uh-huh.
And so that was how that other piece came in.
Yes.
And I must say, it was recarved much more fiercely.
Yes.
The forms were defined more and sort of almost holes put through where there weren't holes before. That it was a much more successful, as I think, piece of carving.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and that is a point that some painters and sculptors will never touch a piece of work when it's finished.
No.
Frequently I do. If a piece comes back and it's in the studio for a long time, although when it was finished, it was the sum total of my solving of that.
Yes.
Project, a year later, whether I've grown or whether I can see more clearly and I realize that something needs doing more and I will carve. I generally mark on in records, recarved later to so-and-so.
Yes.